visiting with Pleasantville head football coach Matt Jorth to recap their big class 1A playoff win over Hudson tonight on the road. Coach, you know, second round playoff matchup, your team coming out on top again, defeating the Pirates 33-20. Just walk me through that game a little bit.
Yeah, real physical contest. I thought both teams really battled tough and made a lot of plays. But they came out, and I believe they scored right away on their first drive. We came back and answered right back with a really nice drive of our own. Really answered well. And just kind of back and forth that whole half. Like, we could never quite just get away from them. We finally got up with a couple good D stops, a couple big touchdown plays. Got up two scores, 27-13, I believe the score was. And then they were able to tack one on late at the end of the half, make it 27-20. So they kept fighting back, and they did a lot of nice things. Their quarterback ran the ball well, and they made a lot of plays. And then we tried to get something going at the end of the half, but had some penalties and stuff that kind of nullified some movement we were making at the end of the half, which was unfortunate. But didn't get anything out of the end of that. So at half, we go in 27-20. Come out second half, have a great time-consuming drive. Thought that was really an impressive drive, a big key to the ball down the field consistently, taking a lot of clock off, go up 33-20, and then it was back and forth from there. Neither team could score after that. We really kind of played some bend but don't break, but made a lot of big plays to keep them out of the end zone, and were able to hold them off at the end and had a big, exciting win. It was great.
Yeah, you know, to be able to go on the road at Hudson, you know, this is a – we've talked about this a couple times this year. You know, you guys have played teams that you've never played for before, aren't familiar with. Hudson surely is one of those teams as well. And a long road trip, of course, for you guys. Do you feel that your guys responded to that, kind of going into unfamiliar territory with a team you've never played in, long travel route?
Yeah, I think so. I think, again, it kind of took us a little time in the first half to adjust defensively and really get our feel for the game and what they're trying to do to start – getting those stops we needed. But yeah, I think overall I was impressed with our approach. I thought we had a good week of practice, and then coming up today, I really felt good about where they were all out at mentally. So I think that's just part of their competitiveness and their competitive experience they've had, and just there are a lot of competitors on the team just want to win and do what it takes to win. So yeah, I thought they did a good job.
You know, you mentioned, we talked a little bit beforehand, you know, Pleasantville overcome the big obstacle last week, winning a playoff game when you guys haven't been able to do that in a few years. Now being able to win again, how good does that feel, not just for you as a coach, but of course for the guys?
It feels good just to win another game so we get to play another game. Like, we just don't want this season to end, so anytime you get another victory in the playoffs, it's a huge blessing, and you're very thankful for it because you just keep rolling and keep playing. So we definitely are very thankful for it, and we're very excited about the next opportunity.
You know, you've mentioned, too, that you feel like your best football is still ahead of you. I don't know if you still feel that way. But, you know, there's no question that you guys will have to play your best football next week as you're going to face a tough Iowa City-Regina team on the road. Kind of talk about what to expect from that matchup. And, of course, you guys did play them last year.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, it's a rematch of how we exited last year. So that's kind of a nice opportunity. But, yes, they're going to be a very formidable foe. They're an excellent football program. They've had a real excellent year. So yeah, we're just going to have to really have another great week of practice, which I'm sure we look forward to the challenge.
You know, in a team like Iowa City, Regina, of course, that's a good football team, but you guys have shown that you've been a great team this year too. Do you feel that, you know, your team, you played them last year, they've had a good season this year, but do you feel that, you know, relatively the same team you had last year, that you can take some of that experience? We've talked about experience too, and be able to take that on the road against Regina next week.
Absolutely, and to know that we can play with them, right? Like, you have confidence, belief in yourself, belief in your team, belief in your teammates, and just go out and make the plays that you know need to be made to beat a good team, and good things can happen for us. So, yeah, I'm definitely excited to see how we handle that.
Yeah, and you alluded to it already, you know, but just the fact that you guys are still playing football, you know, a lot of schools are already focused on basketball and wrestling season, but you guys are still in the midst of football. How just fun is that for the guys to be able to still be enjoying the straight football season?
Well, that's exactly right. We're just very thankful that we get to keep playing, and hopefully we can keep it going for a while.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, you know, and looking forward to, you know, hopefully a big win next week on the road at Regina.
Appreciate it, Clayton.